Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, one of my favourite times of the year, obviously going in towards Christmas, but some of the food that we have in supermarkets, and one of my absolute favourites, the season officially launches today. Here in Australia, it's mango season. Well, all the way from Western Australia, right up in the top end country there, Beck McMullen from River Farm Mango, she joins me this morning because they have red hot mangoes ready to go. Good morning, Beck. How are you today?
Hey, Murray. I'm good, thanks.
Hey, look, let's start a little bit with this, because I guess to keep that continuity of supply right across the country, up in the top end where you are, the top end of Western Australia, that's where actually some of the first mangoes of the season are actually produced. So how are we looking? What's on the trees?
We've got lots of mangoes. We're starting our season very soon. So we've got some really beautiful growing conditions. We've got lots of warmth, lots of sunshine. Our humidity's set in, so that's when the fruit really like to take off, and they grow really, really quickly now.
Because it can be a bit disappointing sometimes. You look at our mango trees at home and you think, wow, they're all in the supermarket shelves, but mine aren't happening yet. But it's because you have, you know, these different seasons through different parts of the country.
Yeah, that's right. Mangoes need a little cold snap to flower. So once they have that cold snap, and their flowers set, and then once they hit the warmth, the fruit will grow really quickly. So don't be disheartened, they will grow.
One thing I was a bit disheartened about was just when my mango trees here were just starting to flower, we got quite a bit of rain for about a week or so, and unfortunately I think mine might be an offshoot of a Kensington variety. I guess that means that possibly it's been not so good for this particular season for us in this part of the world.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, rain isn't always a bad thing. Yes, it's probably quite disappointing that it happened during your flowering, but I reckon if you went out to your trees and had a look, that there would certainly be flowers back on, and you just might get a few late fruit, and that's also not a bad thing either. You might get them closer to Christmas.
Okay, now 72 million mangoes, and interestingly, 87% of the crop actually stays here in Australia. You don't want tin mangoes, you want the real thing. It's looking like this season is possibly going to be just as good as well.
Yeah, we're set in for a really good season. They're actually, the industry has come out and said that we've got predicted 180 million mangoes to be sent to market in Australia this year, which is so exciting.
Wow, 180 million. So that's a big increase from the 72 million for 2021.
I haven't seen the statistics for last year, but yeah, certainly we're in for a bumper season.
Well, maybe it's we purchased, just looking at the information I got here, it says Aussies purchased over 72 million mangoes in the 2021 season. So maybe there's the excess, some that go overseas as well. But look, it's such an exciting fruit. I just love mango with duck and, of course, with all types of salad. It's such a versatile fruit. You can actually eat it on basically eat it on its own. And I do love that concept of actually cutting the cheeks off and then doing the old crisscross and just turning it inside out and having the squares. That's, I guess, one of the key things to actually eating a mango on its own. Any other tips for the best way to eat mangoes as far as you're concerned?
Well, I mean, my favourite way is to hedgehog it, like you just said. You cut it either side of the
hedgehog
seed.
And then,
but if you don't want to eat it straight from the skin, because some people do get a reaction on their face sometimes.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to slurp it off the skin, then you can actually get a cup or a glass and you can scoop it out of the skin, and then you can eat it or put it in a container, enjoy it later, but then it's sort of a mess-free way of getting the cubes off the mango. Yeah.
And obviously a remarkably healthy fruit. I always think of mangoes at Christmas time, because I guess there's something about, I think, every Christmas meal that I remember, mangoes are always a part of it as well. And of course, you've got an amazing variety here in Queensland and, of course, right across Australia. Generally kick off with the Kensington Pride variety, followed by the Calypso, the R2E2, then, of course, the Honey Gold. So there's actually some newer varieties. The Calypso and the Honey Gold weren't around when I was a kid, but of course the Keat, the Palmer, the Kent also will appear a little bit later on. So there's actually been, I guess, some new varieties released in the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We've got the mango industry is actually always sort of evolving. We're always looking at new things that can be done. And so, you know, you've mentioned all those different types of mangoes and they've all got slightly different qualities. So we grow the Kensington Pride variety, but we also do have the R2E2 and I think, yeah, it's everyone's got their preference, and I would strongly encourage people to try a different type of mango. If they see it in the supermarket, pick it up and give it a go and see if it's better than what you know.
Yeah, because I remember in recent years I've actually tried some of the honey gold, and they're quite a nice, gentle flavour and beautiful texture as well.
Yeah, the honey golds are delicious.
Now, look, Beck, as we wrap up this morning, sometimes, you know, for my age, I actually have a surprising amount of hair. When my hair gets really long, some of the girls in the office tell me I look like a half-sucked mango. I'm still trying to work out whether they're having a go at me or whether it's a compliment. Well, you know, if you were told you're a half-sucked mango, I guess we're talking about the seed, how should I take it? You reckon they're having a go at me or a compliment?
No, it's definitely a compliment, yeah.
I actually thought it was a bit rude at first. I thought, what are you talking about? That other, okay, you're talking about my hair, especially when I get up early in the morning to do the breakfast show. Hey, you've been a lot of fun, and it's an amazing day because this is the official launch today of the mango season here in Australia. Go forth and multiply. Enjoy lots of mangoes, but whatever you do, don't look like me and don't be a half-sucked mango. Beck McMullen from River Farm Mangoes, all the way up there in Western Australia. Been great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Murray. The Christian O'Connell Show.